The One Impossible Labyrinth, Jack West Jr., Book 7, written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. The Entry Tunnel, 26th December, 0903 hours, 3 days till the Omega event. Holding a glow stick above his head, Jack West Jr. stood at the top of a long, square-sided tunnel that plunged into darkness. Lily and Zoe stood beside him, while Easton and his four pale men stood at the rear. They all peered down the entry tunnel. It descended at a steep angle, with broad steps going all the way down its length and walls of solid stone. A dim orange glow could be seen at the bottom end, 200 meters away, a small square of light. And then they heard them. Distant sounds coming from down there. Screams, shouts, gunfire. The sounds of battle. Amid the gunshots and shouts, a voice wailed, "Kill me! Oh God, please kill me!" "What the hell are we walking into?" Zoe breathed. "The final battle in a winner-takes-all war," Jack said. "Let's move." He edged down the tunnel, leading with his glow stick and Desert Eagle pistol. When, with a shrill squeal, a small red figure sprang out of a wide shaft in the ceiling, landing on Jack's shoulders and quickly trying to bite his face off. Jack caught the attacker at the last instant, grabbing the short man by the throat as they both fell back onto the steps in a jumbled heap. As Jack desperately held him at bay, the little man snapped and snarled savagely, his red tattooed face a vision from a horror movie. His sharpened fangs filed to deadly points, clamping together inches away from Jack's nose. Jack leaned back, his eyes widening in revulsion and recognition. He'd seen a man like this once before, in the underworld. Hades' sinister jester, Mephisto. The one who had toyed with minotaurs before he killed them for the entertainment of the royal guests. The one who had stowed aboard Jack's plane when Jack had departed from the underworld after the Great Games, and who had tried to murder Jack while he slept. But Jack had turned the tables and caused Mephisto to be sucked horrendously out through one of the plane's windows, killing him. This little bastard looked exactly like Mephisto, short in stature but lean and muscled, with tattooed red skin that was spiked in places with horns that had been surgically implanted subdermally. And like Mephisto, the little fucker could fight. He produced a short, curved blade that Jack caught as it came rushing at his throat. And those teeth, razor sharp and slashing in a manner that was more animal than human.